This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
And now, a look at local and regional news. Brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, you can visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. A Price County man missing in Taylor County since this time last year still has not been found. 32-year-old Jesse Yansky of Ogama was reported missing on April 19th by his girlfriend Rochelle Warden on April 17th after they fought and he left the car. He was last seen wearing black pants, a black zip-up hoodie, and a white undershirt. His family calls his disappearance out of character. The Price and Taylor County Sheriff's Offices with the Wisconsin Department of Justice are conducting a joint inquiry, and investigators are continuing to follow leads and are encouraging anyone with information to come forward. Information can be given to the Price or Taylor County Sheriff's Office or on the Price County Anonymous tip line. Wednesday, April 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. To schedule an appointment, you can call 1-800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org and enter Park Falls Community. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
Pacific Media News, I'm Stace Keene. Wisconsin families who use food share will soon have new rules on what they can buy. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that blocks the program from covering candy and soda. That deal also adds $72 million in state money and more staff at the Department of Health Services. Evers says the extra funding will help protect families and taxpayers from bigger costs that are tied to recent federal changes. One of the people charged in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu in Marathon County is asking a judge for changes before his trial. Jesse Vang filed 3 motions in court yesterday, asking to move the trial and to keep some of the evidence out. Elijah disappeared from Two Rivers in early 2024 and was found dead months later. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, both face felony charges, including child abuse and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond, and a hearing is set for May. As the weather starts to warm up, a Wisconsin medical facility is trying to track ticks again. The Marshall Field Clinic Research Institute is kicking off its annual tick inventory via Citizen Science Project. Now, this is the 3rd year of the project through which people can send any ticks they come across to researchers. It's meant to help track the spread of the insects and determine risk factors for tick-borne illnesses. Officials say nearly 6,000 ticks were collected in each of the first 2 years of the project. Brewers fans headed to American Family Field for opening day can expect 2 things, traffic and new food. The DOT is working with the team to alert drivers about road work near the stadium. Once inside, fans will find new vendors offering items like barbecue, nachos on a stick, mac and cheese, waffles, deep fried Kringle, and cream puffs. The Brewers say it's all part of giving fans more reasons to come early and stay late. The season starts Thursday against the White Sox. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-1 win over the Reds last night in an exhibition game. Home runs by Bryce Terang and William Contreras. Manager Pat Murphy on the value of these 2 warm-up games at AmFam Field before opening day Thursday.
Anytime you get to go play baseball against an opponent, you get that opportunity to get that rhythm going, you know, and get your eyes set.
The Badgers women's hockey team back in Madison after winning the national championship again. Head coach Mark Johnson.
It's been a challenging year for a lot of different reasons, but they stuck together. I don't think a lot of us and a lot of you thought Claire Unright was going to get our game-winning goal, but that shows what type of team and how well they connected.
NBA, the Bucks got blown out again last night in L.A., losing to the Clippers 129-96.
This team hasn't had a losing season in 10 years. You haven't had one in almost 20.
Is that right? I didn't even know that. Jeez. Well, we're going to have one this year.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to 33 for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and even warmer with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.